Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from each of the Humboldt Wildcats head coaches of winter sports about their Christmas plans and what they enjoy the most about the holiday season. Our first guest is Humboldt Wildcats head girls basketball coach Ron Mooney, who filled us in with his plans for the holiday season.
All my kids are coming home, so we'll have a house full and then get together with the grandparents at different times. So, you know, it's good to spend time with them.
Do you guys have any family traditions in your household that you guys do for Christmas or the holidays?
We just like to get together and do gifts with my wife's side of the family, and then we get together with my side of the family on a different date. So we get a lot of Christmases in.
As far as the holidays go, do you have a favorite movie?
Oh, it's A Christmas Story, for sure. By a landslide.
Coach, do you have any favorite holiday meals for the holiday season that you look forward to every year?
My wife does an awesome job of making a big meal for everybody on either Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. So it's generally whatever she's making on that day is my favorite Christmas meal.
Oh, yeah, you can't beat that. You know, it's a little bit of home cooking. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
What do you look forward to the most during this holiday season?
Just spending time with your family. You know, my kids are getting old enough now that they're not always around in the house. And so when you can get everybody all back together, it's awful nice.
We've got the New Year's coming up too. Do you have any New Year's resolutions, or what do you look forward to the most when the calendar flips over to 2023?
Well, I don't know. I'm not big on resolution. I try to incorporate all that stuff during the regular year. But, you know, New Year, I suppose I'm looking forward to getting some basketball games in. You know, we have been dealing with a lot of weather lately, and just getting a chance to get out on a basketball court and have everybody back and healthy, and that'll be fun.
All right, Coach, we'll have a good one, and happy holidays coming up here.
All right, you too.
That was Humboldt Wildcats head girls basketball coach Ron Mooney. Our next guest is Humboldt boys basketball coach Jason Thurm. After a hard-fought first half of the season, Thurm gave us a look into what the Thurm family does during the holiday season.
Two older boys that are off of college and coming home soon. Both of those guys are down in North Carolina watching Northwestern, the football team playing the NAIA National Championship down there. But they'll be home, and my oldest son, Isaac, was married this summer, so he's got some other family obligations as well. We'll get them a little bit later, a few days after Christmas. But, yeah, just a lot of time with family. We'll get together with my parents Christmas Eve, and then we usually head over out eastern Iowa for a few days after that. And we'll get together with Tracy's family as well. I think it's the New Year's Day is when we're scheduled with that. So it's just it's a good time to recharge and spend time with family. I got a brother that lives out in Michigan. We can see him once or twice a year, so we'll be able to catch up with him and touch base there. So we're really looking forward to this time.
Do you have any family traditions in the family that coming around every time this year that you guys have?
Christmas Eve, we usually get my parents along with Tracy's mom and her husband over and kind of a Christmas Eve meal in the late afternoon. And then we always attend church on Christmas Eve, and we'll come home, and Christmas Day we get to spend it with our immediate family. And that's just been a great tradition that we've been doing for a number of years now. And it's just us and what Christmas is all about. And immerse yourselves with each other.
You have a favorite Christmas movie?
I've got a couple that I like, but if I had to choose number one, I would go with Elf. We usually do that a couple times during the Christmas season. And when we're together with family, we like to laugh. But that movie definitely brings out a lot of laughter in us.
Oh, yeah, that is a classic. Do you have a favorite holiday meal around this time of year that you just can't wait to dig into it?
I love to eat, and, you know, anything, you know, whether it's turkey or ham or whatever with that. But I've got a tremendous sweet tooth, and my mom loves to bake. And this is another reason why this is one of my favorite times of the year. But she just goes above and beyond, and she spends so many hours just putting together an assortment of different baked goods, and she's just phenomenal with that. So I'll get to dive deep into that. And that's something I always look forward to when we head over there. And then she always has a big portion of it back home too, so we get to enjoy that for a number of days after it. But yeah, that would be the cookies, the baked goods that my mom makes.
What do you look forward to the most every holiday season, but particularly this holiday season?
I just like to get back to, you know, as far as family goes, we get caught up in basketball, and as a coach, that can get pretty consuming as far as preparation and just trying to take care of all the details with that. But this is just a nice little break where you can get away a little bit and spend time with family, and things are able to slow down which is nice. And then just, you know, the focus on the true meaning of Christmas. We have to go to a great church, and we love attending there and then the people that go there. And we just try to get into the true meaning. And, you know, it's the gift giving of fun and all that, but there's something much more important to this whole time of year.
I know we've also got New Year's coming up. What do you look forward to the most when the calendar does flip over into 2023?
I would say the weather getting better. I'm not much of a winter guy, and I definitely prefer the warmer temperatures with that. So from that standpoint, just trying to get through the Januarys and then the Februarys with the weather. But just we get to get into the heart of the basketball season, which I truly enjoy. We get into our conference competition and trying to compete there. You know, you get closer to tournament time and all that brings with it. And outside of looking forward towards spring, I love that part of the basketball season.
Happy holidays to the family and everything, and hope you guys have a great time.
Yeah, man.
That was Humboldt Wildcats head boys basketball coach Jason Thurm. Our next guest is head girls wrestling coach Andy Newell. Newell is leading the Humboldt Wildcats girls wrestling program in their first sanctioned season in the state of Iowa. Newell gave us a glimpse into his holiday plans during the winter break.
Myself, my family, and I were going up to Minnesota, coming back on the Monday after Christmas.
In your family, do you have any holiday traditions that you guys do every year?
We just go up to Minnesota and we spend time with both my wife's family and mine. We'll drive around and see the Christmas lights up there. There's some pretty good displays, and then we'll just hang out as family.
Do you have a favorite Christmas movie that you love every time this time of year comes around?
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. I go to.
Also, do you have a favorite holiday meal this time of year?
Tough choices. I don't really. I enjoy food. Green bean casserole is always a solid choice. And then the cheesy potatoes.
What do you look forward to most during the holiday season?
Spending time with my family and just kind of wrapping the year up and just reflecting on what the year was like and how much we grew as a family and how much grew as individuals.
When the calendar flips over to 2023, what are you looking forward to the most in the new year?
The first ever sanctioned girls high school wrestling state tournament.
Bingo, that's a good one. Want to wish you and the family a great holiday season here, and we'll see you when calendar flips over.
Matt, thank you very much.
That was Humboldt Wildcats head girls wrestling coach Andy Newell. Our final guest is head boys wrestling coach Chad Beeman. Beeman has been busy with his now ranked number 10 on Iowa Wrestle's poll Wildcats wrestling program as the team finishes off another week of wrestling. Beeman indulged just on his upcoming holiday plans.
So most of my family lives here in Iowa, so we don't have to travel very far, but we typically spend Christmas Eve with my side and then Christmas Day with my wife's side.
Do you have any family traditions that you guys typically do in the family every holiday season?
Christmas Eve is always a spaghetti dinner at my mom's house with my Grandma Bradley's meatball recipe that we've used for years, and so I guess that's kind of a tradition. And again, just following up with my wife's side on Christmas Day, we exchange gifts with that side. But other than that, no real traditions other than making sure that we're spending it with family.
Do you have a favorite Christmas movie or a holiday movie that you love to see every time this time of year comes around?
This is probably the only time of year where you enjoy looking and watching some of those old black and white Christmas movies. I don't know that one really sticks out. We always have to watch Chevy Chase version, and then now there's just a lot of from the 40s. I believe some of those original Christmas movies came about, that especially my dad wants to make sure that all the grandkids get to watch all of those, just based on the values that they represent and how things are so much different not so long ago.
All right, and do you have a favorite holiday meal this time of year?
Anytime that we can get mashed potatoes and gravy that are from scratch and some turkey and ham, I'm good to go. And usually one of my sisters will put together a big tray of pickle wraps that just as kind of a teaser, those seem to disappear within minutes. That's kind of something that one of my sisters normally does every year.
With the holiday season, what do you look forward to most?
Just some time off to be with family. I mean, our coaches need that, our kids need that, and just get away from the mat for a little while. And I might be a little different than other coaches because we make the kids basically take 7 days off where they're just away from the mat. Some coaches don't like to give their kids that much time, but you know, I don't mind if we come out a little bit rusty right after break and then start climbing again. You know, the new year gives everybody a chance to kind of reset and set personal goals. family goals, and so it's kind of a renewing time or refreshing time.
I want to wish you and the family a great holiday season.
All right, well, you enjoy time with your family as well.
That was Humboldt Head Boys Wrestling Coach Chad Beeman. With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.